The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Minute with Mary. It's a podcast dedicated to network marketing and unleashing your confidence. So crank up the volume, get out your notepad, and let's turn your side hustle into the business of your dreams. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name is Mary Larson. I'm an independent unique presenter and the host for this podcast. And I love Facebook groups. I almost wish that they were called Facebook communities instead of groups, because that's what they really become, guys. They have the potential to become amazing communities for you to rock your side hustle, for you to get to know people better. And I dig it so much. They're very different from your personal page or even your professional business page. But before we get into that, I would love to invite you to subscribe to this podcast. If you're currently listening on Facebook through like that little video app, switch on over, get out your podcast app, search for a podcast app if you don't have one already on your smartphone, and search for Minute with Mary. By doing this in a podcast app, you can hit subscribe and the newest episodes are going to be sent straight to your device. You can also follow me by going to minutewithmary.com, or you can search Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all those places. All you need to do is search the hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you're listening to this and you are not yet a presenter with Unique, I would love for you to come on this journey. It's super fun. You can learn more by heading to joinminutewithmary.com. For now, let's get into the show. So to start things off, I think it's really important to break down what a group is on Facebook versus all these other places and things to do on Facebook. So really breaking it down easily, your personal profile is your regular profile page. It's where you have that little picture of yourself. It's where you upload pictures of you, your family, your friends, your cat. You send messages through it. It's, you know, when you first go onto Facebook and you can write something, you're generally able to write it on your personal Facebook page. Maybe on this, you're friends with people from high school, from college, maybe your partner's friends, maybe just random people, or maybe you just have a very cute, close amount of friends on your Facebook page. That is your Facebook personal page. There's also business pages, and you can use this as a professional page. You can even use business pages to sell. They literally have a shop feature, and you can sell products through that. Now, that is a great place if you wanted to post sales and prices and do all that kind of stuff through a business page. Business pages have a lot of great assets, but I will tell you this. They don't get as much traffic on the newsfeed. They don't get as many eyes on them as most people would like, because they're a business page and Facebook says, if you're making money off this, we want to make money off it too. So frequently people like to use more of their personal page to post things because personal pages are a bit more about the Facebook community, but you don't want to be necessarily salesy on your personal page. That's not what that's for, right? So then you get to enter into the world of Facebook groups. And I wish that Facebook groups are called communities, because really that's what it is. It's a community of people who come together through a common reason. You know, maybe you're in a fan community for one of your favorite shows. Maybe you love to garden. Maybe you're a community for parents of your kids' school. So a lot of people who do direct sales like I do like to create their own group, their own community, their own VIP group. And in this, you are able to utilize it for so many different reasons that are going to help your experience be more successful and also your customers and friends' experience be more successful. For example, it is a great place to dip your toes into the water of sharing your products without necessarily showcasing them to everyone on your public wall, on your personal page, all of the time. Remember, when you're starting out, you're still going to have a lot of friends, as I said, maybe from high school, college, maybe a lot of them may not even be applicable to the products that you're selling, and you may not really feel comfortable right away coming on out and saying, look at this new business I've started. Look at these new products that have changed my life. Come on in and check it out. I understand, okay? I do do recommend that you do shout it out from the mountaintops to let people know about your new business, but I understand if you may want to dip your toes into the water. A closed community, a closed group, is a great way to do this because it's going to be a smaller amount of people who most likely are going to be interested in the topic of the products that you're now selling, and they're going to want to support you. They have to say yes to joining this group. So by doing that, you're able to share your products, share your experiences with the smaller group. It's a safe place in Facebook to have deals, to do flash sales, and to do giveaways. You are not allowed by Facebook rules to do any of that on your personal profile page. That's right. You cannot do it. And most direct sales, you can't do it even on your business page. If something is public, they don't want you coming in out and having it at a discounted price. Because if so, the general public wouldn't necessarily stick with the presenter. They would just go from presenter to presenter to see who is having a flash sale at that current time. So if you are going to do special incentives, sales, giveaways, they do need to be in a closed environment so that the general public can't see it. So you can sell on your business page, but you can't have, say, a flash sale. You can say, I have very exciting things going on inside my VIP group. You don't want to miss out on what we're doing tonight in my VIP group, but you can't exactly lay it out what you're doing. And once again, this is something that is also not allowed on your personal page. Your personal Facebook page is not a sales page, and Facebook will not like to see you doing that. But in your groups, you can do fun things. So if it's the end of the month and you've been hustling for a big promotion, maybe you want to break up a collection, maybe there's something really great going on, you can do really fun flash sales inside your VIP group. Maybe you have a birthday and you want to give people the savings that you get as a presenter. You can do that in your VIP group, but you need to make sure that it's a closed group. So I like it because it's a great way for you to kind of give back to your customers, to your friends who've supported you, and kind of give them a little bit of a discount as well. You can also build a really fun community there. You can do lives just for the VIP group. You can do polls and ask questions and create this non-salesy feel. You know, like you can ask them, hey, I'm hosting a birthday party. What should I make for appetizers? People love to give their opinions, especially on social media. I love to ask people, which dress should I wear to this wedding? And I like have a picture of one dress and a picture of another dress. They all weigh in. If I want to do something makeup related, I will post two makeup looks and I'll say, which one do you want me to do as a live tonight? They love to weigh in. So giving polls, asking questions, really creating a community will help it feel so it's non-salesy. And one of my favorite reasons of having a VIP group is that you can pre-schedule posts. I'm a busy mom with two kids. I've got a life going on. I've got other podcasts to run. I have a dance class. I've got baseball. I don't want to be on my phone all the time. I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm doing the side hustle and really building it to be this business. I want more time with my family, less time working on my phone. So in groups, you can pre-schedule. You want that group to be consistent. You want something there every single day so that the algorithm in Facebook is up, so that Facebook sees that this group is a happening place to be. You can pre-schedule. You could literally say, family, every Sunday while I'm having my coffee, I'm going to squirrel away for an hour and pre-schedule things into my VIP group. Some that are sales related, some that are questions, some that are just fun. And you can do this and pre-schedule it, and then you get to just chill out, friends. So those are some of my favorite reasons to have a VIP group. I highly encourage that you do that. I will suggest, though, that you don't just add people without asking them to be in the group. It is very, very inauthentic and can turn people off. We've all been invited to events and groups that we weren't even asked to be in. So I would invite people who you genuinely think would either be interested in this type of stuff that you're selling and working with, and people who want to support you. Maybe they can't afford it right now. Maybe it's not necessarily something that they're into, but they would love to support you and see what you're doing. Make sure that you ask people if you can invite them into their VIP group before you just bulk add them. That's it. Short and sweet, guys, because that's the way that I like to ingest content. And if you like to ingest these nice, short, sweet podcasts, then let me know. You know, connect with me. Find me on social media. Remember, just search the hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you enjoyed this episode and you think that it might be useful, maybe there's a new member on your team who might want to create a VIP group of his or her own. Send them this episode. Say, hey, check out what this girl Mary has to say. And also, if you wouldn't mind heading on over to your podcast app, leaving me an honest review and rating, it would mean the world to me. You can also share this episode with the world. Just share it on, hey, your VIP group, or maybe you can share it in your personal page as well. If you want to hear more of me and the podcast that I produce, along with this one, they're not business related. They're about other things that I like, most of which are incredibly nerdy. You can learn all about them by going to maryandblake.com. For now, thank you so much for listening. My name's Mary Larson. Get out there and unleash your confidence.